Two gendarmes knocked on my door at 7 and woke me with a command to get dressed and follow them. I was living in a student hotel on the left bank. I sensed trouble, for I was in France without a visa. With a gendarme on each arm, I was marched down the Boulevard Saint-Michel, across the Seine to the Conciergerie on the Ile de la Cité, where Marie Antoinette had also been imprisoned. I'm in good company, I thought, as I was taken to a cell with only a bench and a table, at which sat a bored guard with a long rifle propped against his chair. I was interrogated endlessly. As the day wore on, I could see civil servants carrying my dossier from door to door. It was assuming alarming proportions. I was searched, and when a name and a telephone number were found in my wallet, there was much suspicion. I smiled and said it was that of Albert, a young Parisian girl I had seen the night before. My interrogator seemed embarrassed and hastily handed it back to me, apologizing for interfering with my personal life. It then dawned on me that sex is probably the most sacred thing of all to a Frenchman. Occasionally, another prisoner would be brought in, and we would share the same hard wooden bench until his name was called. My case seemed to be a little more complicated, for they did not call my name, but I was allowed to leave for lunch. The French certainly were not going to the expense of feeding me. I went back to my studio, sent a pneumatique, the tube which carries messages around Paris, to my friends, telling them which jail I was in if they needed to contact me, and returned for my jail cell. This time, I carried Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises. I stayed in that cell long enough to finish the book, which is a perfect one to read in a jail cell in Paris. My jailer beamed when I complimented him on his view through the bars of my window of the spire rising up above the roof of Notre Dame Cathedral. He said I was the first person who had ever noticed his beautiful view. Late in the afternoon, my name was called. I was taken from official to official, asked the same questions over and over again. Finally, a seemingly higher official announced rather pompously that I had been out of order, and that if I would have the honor of presenting myself to the Prefecteur of Police at a date next week, I would have the privilege of beginning to get myself in order again. I was more or less free. The upshot of the whole affair was that I saved $5 by getting my visa this way, and I also had the experience of seeing French red tape at first hand. I asked one of my interrogators what the French word for red tape was. He assured me that there was no such word in French.